It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Nearly 25 million Americans and more than 9% of children suffer from asthma. But studies show the rate of childhood asthma in Allegheny County is around 13%. Now, an Allegheny General Hospital study is underway to more precisely determine childhood asthma rates and exactly what triggers this respiratory disease. The year-long study is funded by a $450,000 grant from the Heinz Endowments. Joining us now to talk about the study is Dr. David Schoner, Division Director in Asthma, Allergies, and Immunology for the Allegheny Health Network. Dr. Schoner, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Explain the symptoms that asthma sufferers face.
The symptoms are generally wheezing, which is a whistling noise on exhalation, coughing, and chest tightness, shortness of breath, especially with exercise and especially at nighttime. Cold air can trigger the symptoms. Viruses such as influenza or rhinovirus can trigger the symptoms, and rhinovirus, of course, is the common cold virus. And then allergen exposures like cockroach or pollens outside can certainly trigger the symptoms as well. And there's a lot of asthma triggers, stress being another one as well.
What is the data telling you in terms of trends? How many more people are suffering from asthma?
Well, I think it's safe to say that even here in Allegheny County, based on data that the state Department of Health has collected, the rates have at least doubled here from about 6% 10 or 15 years ago to about 12% now. And I think that's safe to say that's going on all around the country. The rates here in Pittsburgh may be even higher. We get reports at times from school systems that 50% of the children either have an inhaler at school or their parents send a form back at the beginning of the year saying that they have asthma. 50%, that's a very high number. We're not sure if it's real, and that's what the purpose of the grant is, to find out what the true prevalence is and find out what the level of control is. But, you know, there is a chance that it is real. And if it is, it could be related to the climatic conditions here, the pollution levels here, or allergen loads here. It may be different than in other parts of the country, and that's what we're hoping to find out.
The steel industry in this town was belting out all kinds of pollution decades ago. How can we have more pollution-related, if in fact that's what's causing it, how can there be so many more people that are suffering from asthma, particularly children, when there's less industrial pollution?
Well, there is, and things have changed a lot over the years. There is still a persistent problem, though, and those levels of pollutants are measured by the American Lung Association all around the region every year and reported. And we have one of the worst areas to live in for healthy, non-polluted type of air. And a lot of that is related to, for example, coal-burning power plants to our west. A lot of the air that we breathe here comes from the west. And there's a lot of power plants there that burn coal and put pollutants into the air. So the monitoring systems and stations that are set up around the region detect high levels of pollutants in the air, and we have some of the worst in the country. So we have improved in some respects. We still have need to improve in others, though.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Dr. David Schoner with Allegheny Health Network. He is co-director of a year-long study that is looking into the causes and the rise in respiratory disease, particularly among children in western Pennsylvania. Explain the importance of screening for asthma.
Well, asthma needs to present with the symptoms that I mentioned earlier, wheezing, coughing, chest tightness, and it needs to be confirmed using a technique that we use in the office called spirometry. And when children do spirometry, they blow into a tube as long and as fast and as hard as they can, and the machine picks up airflow coming out of the lungs. And when there's asthma there, that airflow is compromised, and when they inhale albuterol, which is the rescue inhaler that people with asthma use, their airflow goes way up. and we can detect that, and that is the diagnostic test for asthma. In many practices around the region, spirometry is not done at all. And certainly then the bronchodilator responsiveness would not be measured either. If one diagnoses asthma without the test that we use in the office, there can be a lot of misdiagnosis. So asthma could be overdiagnosed. It could also be underdiagnosed if the healthcare practitioners aren't paying attention to the symptoms. So it can go either way, underdiagnosis, overdiagnosis. We're trying to set the record straight and figure out what the true prevalence rate is using good, solid screening techniques.
What are you hoping to learn from the research?
We're hoping to learn what the true prevalence of asthma is in our region and hope that the screening program can spread out to a broader region and maybe to the entire state. And also, we're hoping to be able to link high pockets of asthma, where there's a lot of asthma present. We're hoping to link those areas up with environmental clues that might say, hey, you know, the asthma is high in this one region, and it's because of this, whether it's pollutants or allergens in a building or whatever it is. We're hoping to be able to come up with clues whereby we may be able to mitigate the environmental triggers and reduce the prevalence of asthma in that region. That's the overall overarching goal of the study, is to improve asthma care.
Dr. David Schoner is Division Director in Asthma, Allergies, and Immunology for the Allegheny Health Network and is co-director of a study underway to more precisely determine childhood asthma rates and what triggers this particular disease. Dr. Schoner, thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.